This morning, I want to read Mark chapter 4, verse 21, from the Common English Bible translation. Jesus said to them, "Does anyone bring in a lamp in order to put it under a basket or a bed? Should not it be placed on a lampstand?" Jesus said in Matthew 5 that we are the light of the world. Brethren, we have a duty to be the light to other people. And we can't run away from that responsibility. We are to let God's light shine out from us just like a lamp on a lampstand. Now my question this morning is this. How do we as Christians become light to other people? How do we do this? I want to offer you some real life examples or scenarios of how you can be light to other people. Here are some of the examples. By being patient in the midst of a situation where others are being very impatient, you are being light. If you can act peaceful when other people around you are exhibiting anxiety, you are being light. If you can remain positive in the midst of negativity, you are letting God's light shine through you. If you can find yourself in the middle of a family dispute and you can remain calm during that dispute, you are being a light to your family. When you project happiness when others are acting miserable, you are being light. Friends, I've often said that Christians should be the happiest people in the world. We as Christians have so much to be happy about. We know Jesus Christ. We know that God loves us. We understand that this world is not all there is. And we are confident that a better world is coming. By having this wonderful knowledge, we should be projecting happiness to those around us. Brethren, keep this in mind. Whatever situation you find yourself in, you have the opportunity to shine for Jesus. An old-time preacher once said this, "We members of the church love the Bible, but the world does not read the Bible. The world reads Christians." Brethren, remember this. We as Christians are to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And it's possible that we may be the only Jesus some people will ever see. Brethren, let us be that light. To do so is our destiny. Amen.